Imagine the whole world lifting up its voice in praise together. All the people, old, young, male, female, all of creation. Night, day, sun, rain. I mean, the rain yesterday was praising God as it splashed on the pavement and soaked and ran down the leaves of the trees and the grass. Praising God. The corn reaching up. We've talked about this, how the corn reaches up to the sky to receive it. Though the corn around your house, Della, still is a little curled. It hasn't figured out how to stretch its leaves out a little bit more yet. Our gardens. And I've spoken about the beauty of the earth around us. Praising God. When you and I try to praise God, we can do so with our words, with our thoughts, with our silence, and with our actions. And certainly over the years I've preached on how we serve God with our actions, how we praise God by serving others, by following His commandments, by honoring His word. And the scripture passages laid out for us this Sunday in the lectionary speak very much about how we are to live such that we can praise our God. Following His commandments, the cat wants to come in and praise the Lord. She's on her way in the door. You can praise out here with the rest of us, kitty. You don't need to go in the building. Let's turn to the scripture passages that we have today. And as hard as it might be to accept, our actions do have a bearing on God. Our actions have a bearing on the rest of the world. And at times we don't want to accept that our actions make a difference. In two ways. One is that those actions of selfishness, well, that's not going to affect anyone else. Those actions of greed or of envy, you know, that's not going to affect. No, it does. Well, my sin is only between me and God. Every sin is communal in nature. Also, every positive action is communal in nature. Every little thing that you do to love somebody else, to take care of somebody else, is a part of praising God. It makes a difference. Some people say it's hard to accept, oh, that little thing that I do, you know, bringing treats at church, proclaiming the scriptures, stopping and letting somebody cross the street, giving them a call, writing them a note, praying for them, even if they don't know that you're praying for them. It makes a difference. And that's hard to accept at times, that every one of our actions has a bearing on the rest of the world. Let's look at the scripture passages and how that ties into the Word of God. We start with Psalm 15. And of course, this gives it this other world, eschatological aspect. But it's not just about making it to heaven. It's about making heaven here on earth. So we turn to Psalm 15, the responsive reading. And we divide up the stanzas by the dates of the month. So in which day you were born, take that stanza. But together we start out, Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? Well, those who walk blamelessly, those who do what is right, those who speak the truth from their hearts, those who do not slander with their tongue, those who do no evil to their friends, those who do not take up a reproach against their neighbors, those in whose eyes the wicked are despised, those who honor those who fear the Lord, those who stand by their oath, even to their hurt. By grace and by belief, those who do these things enter the kingdom of God. And again, that is the eschatological aspect of it, but there is very much an aspect of it that is here in this world. I mean, it gets us to heaven, but it also brings about heaven here on earth. James is speaking about that in the lesson also. the beginning of his letter to his community, and how we need to truly be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word. When we get to the gospel, we're going to hear Jesus drive that point home with the Pharisees. So Joan's going to proclaim for us this lesson, and then we'll stand for the gospel.
Today's lesson is from James chapter 1, verse 22 to 27. Be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and, on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Here ends the reading.
Thank you. I think this mic I have to hold at the bottom to pick up. And let's stand for the gospel. And as we hear the gospel of the Lord, remember that the Lord is with you. This comes from the 7th chapter of Mark, verses 1 through 8, 14 and 15. When the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without having washed them. Now remember, the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they have thoroughly washed their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites. As it is written, "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold on to human tradition." Then he called the whole crowd to him and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but instead it is the things that come out which defile a person." The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's go ahead and be seated then. And let's jump right into this, you hypocrites. Can I what? Okay. I'm getting some assistance for hearing. That's that one. Oh, mine is inside. Let's do it this way. I'm going to turn me up just a little bit. They're all the way up. Okay. It's almost too loud in here for you, right?
Yeah.
And it's not quite loud enough for them out there. We'll see if this makes a difference. All right. So I said you were hypocrites. And I said I was a hypocrite. Both of us, all of us. And Jesus is addressing all of us. What Jesus is getting at, let's take a few steps back. First of all, they're eating with dirty hands. The reason that the Jewish people had many of these prescripts are very practical. If you get food from the market that the flies have danced on, that the camels have passed by with their swishing tails, that people have handled and put back and looked again and said, oh, that apple's got a rotten spot, I don't want that one, and picks up another one. It was real practical. Wash your hands, people. Wash your fruit. Wash the things that you have bought from the market. Wash your kettles and your pots before you cook, because you know they've been sitting on your shelf next to this dusty road where the flies are walking, where the camels are trotting. All of this. So it's practical. And maybe because they were just grabbing a quick snack, they just wiped it off on their shirt and bit into it. But Jesus took it as a teaching moment. And it's one of those that is hard for us as Christians to accept, that teaching moment. Because what he is calling us to be is first consistent, and secondly, consistent. Consistent on everyday practices, and consistent between our inside and our outside. So the challenge for us, what's hard to accept, is whether or not we have integrity, whether or not our heart and our actions line up, whether or not we do as James asks in that lesson. It says that we need to be doers of the word and not just look at what we see in the mirror and forget about it. As in, make sure that you remember what you say you are, who you say you are. I have to remember, and this is hard for me to accept, that I am a child of God. That means I have to love myself. It's also hard to accept that others are children of God sometimes. I need to love them, even to the point of loving my enemies, praying for those who persecute me. Each one of us might have a hard time accepting that even if we don't agree, we still have to love. And what does that love look like? Well, there's where the consistency really comes in. Do I always respect? Do I always take care of? Do we as a community always respect others, always take care of others? And then, can we accept that everybody who looks at us as individual Christians or as a Christian community might think we're hypocrites? That's hard for me to accept. What do you mean? You don't think I'm following what I'm saying? I'm following what I say I am? That's hard for us to accept, that almost every person who doesn't go to church on Sunday doesn't go because they think that those who do go are hypocrites. When I visit with people who say, well, I don't go to church on Sunday, those people are all judging me. Those people are expecting things that they don't even do. Well, you know what? There's some truth to that. Are we consistent? One person, a member of this congregation, told me that he started coming here because he was tired of the parish where he went, only worrying about their own needs. They're about ready to refinish the pipes of the organ. And they weren't just going to polish them and clean them up, they were going to plate them in gold. And he said, I can't belong to a community that's spending its money plating its organ pipes in gold when only 6 miles away, my brothers and sisters are starving in the street. We're only 6 blocks away, there are people who are food challenged. We need to give that money to the food bank, to the shelters, not plate our organ pipes in gold. I've played volleyball up here. I've visited with clients. I've talked to people at grocery stores. Well, before I stopped going into grocery stores with COVID. But they would say, oh, you're a pastor. I'm like, yep. Now, I have said over my time here that we do a pretty good job at Salem of not being hypocrites, of being light and salt in this world, of living truly as children of God. But does that mean we have arrived? Are we done doing it? I need to, and we all need to, and as you go forward here, you will need to continue to do this. Humbly ask yourself, or ask yourselves, am I following the gospel the best way I can? In the most complete way that I can? Now, there are going to be difficult situations and times when, as a community or as individuals, you can't do everything because they contradict each other. That's hard to accept too. But we have to do the most that we can. Do we truly welcome everybody who comes? Or do we end up forgetting some people? I had one of our newer parishioners tell me that three times she had tried to approach one of the parishioners that had been here, and only on the third time did that parishioner respond to her greeting other than just the, oh, hi, good to have you here. So we're not always as welcoming as we'd like to be, or we say we are. Sometimes our outer stuff doesn't match our inner stuff. One of the challenges we've got is to make sure that we continue to serve the community, sometimes even without a return from the community. We need to give without expecting to receive. We need to continue to praise God, to accept that we are children, to accept our forgiveness, to forgive others. We need to continue to consider what the other person might be thinking and ask them with humility, why does it seem that you and I disagree? Now, accepting these things that are hard, making sure that what comes out of us is not going to defile any of us, takes humility, takes perseverance, and above all other things, takes grace. One of the hardest things to accept about being Christian is God's grace to change, God's grace to do better, God's grace to do broader, or God's grace to do deeper, or as I spoke a couple weeks ago, God's grace to say no. As I stand before you getting ready to leave active ministry, I have to pray and have prayed and will continue to pray that this is God's graced decision. And that's hard for me to accept at times. One of you wrote that it is sad because you have a gift to minister. You have a gift to preach and teach. But it's still happy because you're taking care of yourself and your family. And God's grace will give you the strength to do that, and God's grace will lead you to whatever is next. And I accepted that. What about you? Are you willing to be humble enough, individually and collectively, to accept God's grace to lead you to whatever's next? To have integrity and to be consistent, to make sure that which comes out of yourselves or this community is always building up the kingdom of God. God's grace is always here for all of us. What's hard to accept is that grace. Let's pray not for God's grace, because it's here. Let's pray that we can accept it and let it change us and move us, challenge us and affirm us, help us to grow and give glory to God forever. And so, Lord, we pray that we may accept this grace, your graces, to give you glory by serving others, by honoring creation, by discerning your will for each of our lives and for our collective life. Father, we ask that we can accept that which is hard. Through your Son, Jesus, the one who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, for one God, as one God, forever and ever. Amen. Let's stand and stretch and sing together this song about service. This song about serving others. We are all called to be God's people. It's number 415, We Are Called to Be God's People. And it's about receiving that grace and loving others. Was that better? Could you hear better? Okay.
We are called to be God's people, showing by our lives His grace, one in heart and one in spirit, sign of hope for all the race. Let us show how He has changed us and remade us as His own.